Interesting stuff. Look, thank you. The economy is flatlined, and people are in the most...
Dale said it occurs to you that the Labor Party is full of people who don't know anything about the worker. Never done any physical work in their life.
I'll talk to the
Labor... Never had a job out there with the real word.
I'll talk to the Labor Party about that too. The, the economy is flatlined, and the Coalition promised better. Is it your fault? Is it New Zealand First's fault?
The reality is that when you say it's flatlined, that's not true. The economy was growing until we got the Hormuz Strait outbreak and the fuel costs went through the roof. That had an effect on our economy. It had slowed things down and added further costs. But all the figures were pointing the right way. Admittedly, we can and must do better. But it was a turnaround from where we were. We were coming out of a down situation of 7.5% inflation. Every indicator was going the wrong way, and we turned it around. But the thing that has ruined it is we're in all these months and months later since the outbreak of the Iran war. And as a consequence, we've got huge fuel costs. We're trying to get on top of that. We don't know whether the next few days that will change. But I bet if you just notice, our inflation rate has turned down again, which is good. It's progress.
The party has been talking strongly about immigration settings, national identity and economic pressures facing our country. What are you hearing out in voter land from voters on the campaign trail? Where do you believe the government needs to focus its attention most?
Well, when you say government, it's another unusual statement these days. We're 3 months out from an election, but the fact of the matter is that out there, there's a lot of New Zealanders are gravely concerned about where this country is going. They're gravely concerned about the Indian free trade deal. They're gravely concerned what it means for immigration. They're not going to become, you know, minority in their own country. This is what's happening here. We're in the 11th hour of a chance to save this country because a whole lot of changes are happening right under our nose and right under the nose of Maori people as well, I might add. And the number of people on the left in the Maori world are too gutless to say something about it when their own people are the ones who are going to be the most impacted is beyond me. So that's what's happening in the next 3 months, and this country is going to have a great shake-up as we come into this election while ordinary people get to have a say about the country they want, not the one that these bureaucrats and globalists want for this country.
Popularity for New Zealand First is at an all-time high. What do you put that down to?
Well, as Al Delson said, you ain't seen nothing yet. What I put it down to? Talking about the ordinary things that ordinary people are concerned about. Keeping ourselves focused on the connected things of the ordinary New Zealanders, the cost of living, the cost of transport, the cost of fuel, the cost of power, the cost of supermarkets, all these things we're going to set out to do something about because we've got a policy to bust these monopolies and oligarchies up when other parties have got no policy at all. That's why we're going to swing this election and win it.
Tēnā koe. Who are the worst politicians in the House, Winston?
Well, there's a lot these days.
Oh, come on.
I can look back. Well, in the old days, you had politicians who had been in the real life and they get up to debate and they could talk. These guys are reading from their phones, reading from their laptop. Can't even debate. You know that. You watch them in the House.
I know.
Can't even respond. It's a debate, we're going to say. So the person just spoken, instead of them dealing with what the person just said or supporting it or debunking it, they came with a pre-organized speech, so there's no debate going on. There's some of the worst in the House are some of these new ones who have never said, as I say, never been out in the workforce. They've had an academic life all their life, and it shows. Or they can't even, you know, work out a business spreadsheet. All the fundamentals you need to know to be a decent politician.
Have you seen the headlines on RNZ this morning? It says Labor believes it can win. Have you seen the Have you seen the headline on RNZ site this morning? It says Labor believes it can win. National says there's too much at risk if that happens, and Winston Peters can't stop smiling.
I got great news for your listeners. You tell them the house on its way.
Help is on its way. Now, that's from the LRB. Now, you ain't seen nothing yet. That was Bachman-Turner Overdrive, Winston. I have to correct you there. Who did you say it was?
No, Al Jolson said it originally.
Al Jolson?
The famous Al Jolson. The famous
Mammy. He was a black face, wasn't he, Al Jolson?
No.
Oh, he was a black bloke.
No, just ordinary bloke. That was the fact that in the times of the black and white minstrel show, mind you.
I know,
that's
I remember.
Been banned these days.
I know, because you've got your party colours to follow in on. Obviously, you you stole the black and white minstrels' colours.
No, we took the black and white because, first of all, at the time we were a very poor party, and the old parties had skinned up against us to ban us from advertising at a cost of $100,000 fine every time we advertised. That's how dirty Labor and National were together when they got together to stop us trying to be a party. You don't remember those things, but I do. I remember the kind of dirt that was came against us and everything they've tried to do over the years, and we're still standing. That's the point.
Now, Al Jolson, I'm looking at a picture of him. Was he a black bloke or a white bloke? Or was he a white bloke that put on a black face?
I think the last description is the correct one.
Okay. Well, it's a bit tacky nowadays. You just stick
well,
with...
Well, I know, but, just, but you're talking about 80-something years ago.
Well,
you know, the
why are we? You can't raise singers from 80 or 100 years ago who did blackface to quote their lines.
No,
you ain't seen nothing yet song. From Bachman Turner Overdrive, a Canadian outfit, who said, baby, you just ain't seen nothing yet. Remember that?
You're correct, but they didn't do it first. Al Jolson did.
Okay, I'll take your point.
You see, that's the reason why we're in politics, because it's the detail that's important.
Okay. That is true. And just finally, the COVID response, you pushed hard to get it addressed. It's cost us a fortune, no doubt. The recommendations have been made and mostly accepted. Can we tick that box? Are you satisfied with how it has been conducted and the findings?
No. It's a disgusting cover-up. That's what's happened here. And the old parties are responsible for it. They're all as guilty as sin. They're not going to have to find the truth. They had the wrong terms of reference, totally inadequate, and they had the wrong people into them making the inquiry. This is a giant cover-up, but they haven't been able to cover up the fact that over 100,000 between 12 and 17-year-olds got the second vaccine when they shouldn't, and so many are going to die or have shortened lives as a consequence. This is a real scandal that stinks to our heaven. They try to cover that up as well. It's a shame. It's a disgrace, mate. In the United States, there's Fauci being drilled by the Senate and by the Congress in the United States, being drilled every day about what he didn't do. And meanwhile, in New Zealand, we've been engaged in a giant cover-up. And people like Baker saying, oh, we should cooperate this so we can learn something, because the kind of advice and crap comments he was making has been half the problem in the first place. See the difference between a performing democracy and a sadly non-performing democracy? Mate, we were a victim of a massive cover-up here. And then we find out of the $60 billion they took, a half of it didn't go to the purpose. $30 billion went somewhere else. Now, that's in the report. But if you had a proper inquiry, there will be people who would be facing charges at this point in time. And it's going to happen. People are going to be saying, I'm dying early because of what happened to me. And who's responsible? Well, it's the politicians, and their names are Hipkins and Azabarrel. And I'm saying to you, I'm making this comment publicly, and they don't like it. Why don't they sue me? But they won't sue me. Well, will they? Because they'll know. They know I'll get discovered and they won't win in court. That is how rottenness is, Dale. I'm sorry. And a lot of your Maori listeners are in the boat here and going to be victims.
Interesting. But help is on the way. It's always neat talking with you. Thank you very much for your time. Tēnā koe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, bye-bye.